BFBS. Your stories. 20 Brigade.
Around 70 soldiers from the Queen's Royal Hussars Warthog Squadron returned from Afghanistan to their home on Athlone Barracks in Senalaga, also marking the end of 20th Armoured Brigade's deployment on Op Herrick 15. Staff Sergeant Jack Pollard and his 15-man Rini team have been responsible for keeping the QRH's Warthogs on the road out in theatre.
They had a tendency to fall apart, and it involved a hell of a lot of late nights, as well as the boys that went out on the ground with the troops on the trucks. So they were doing everything the troops were doing, all the war fighting. We had quite a lot of hurdles on the way, keeping them on the road, but we got through it. We got Commander EC's accommodation, and I was just ever so proud of my boys, because, you know, it was very tough in the old pull through. Done six tours, and that was by far the hardest, both for the work and the atmosphere out on the ground. You know, there's some tough war fighting going on. We took the fight to the enemy.
Pipe Major Nicholas Colwell says it's a big relief to be home with his family. It had been a long 7 months, which had also included wife Lorraine giving birth to his son.
He was born on the 24th of January. I'd just come back in off a 5-day op, and then got told the news from the squadron leader that Lorraine was obviously in labour in hospital and that. So it's quite nice to get back in off the ground, and nice to know that, you know, your son's going to be born. Yeah, it's good, yeah. Fantastic, he's massive now. You know, when I saw him before, he was only 2 weeks old, so he's quite small, yeah.
Tiring, having the little one halfway through the tour, so it's been hard work, but it's nice to have him back.
Officer Commanding Major Chris Wildman said it's great to be home after what's been a long and hard deployment.
We've had our strikes, we've had our incidents, and some of my men have come home early as casualties. We completed 80 deliberate operations over the last 6 months, with a combination of working with the local, the coalition forces, the NSF, and particularly the Brigade Reconnaissance Force and the PDG. We moved over Afghanistan over 120,000 kilometres across my squadron of 31 vehicles. And we developed the way that Warthog's been used in theatre over the last 6 months. I think it's really made a promise for the future with Warthog in Afghanistan, as its future was slightly vague, I think is probably the best way of saying it. But so I think that's our best achievement, is to show that there is utility in that vehicle, and it's needed by the troops on the ground there.
Charlie Wildgoose reporting for BFBS in Senalaga, Germany.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.